Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs editor and publisher. King Charles Report. The King intends, with his son William, the Prince of Wales, to attend the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings by a combined alliance ranging from the U.S. to Britain to Australia was present, Canada was present, France was present, the whole world was present on those beaches. A 50-mile or so front. The landing in marginal conditions, to say the least. And 80 years later, what is to be remembered? Gregory, what I go over and over again in my mind as I read through different versions of the landings is that they had a lot of good luck, but at the same time, Rommel's defenses. It's odd now to think that they were the Atlantic Wall. He knew better than to build a single line of defense. Defense in depth had worked for the Germans in the First War, and he understood that. Did he not have time to put in secondary and tertiary lines of defense?
Well, they didn't have time, neither did they have the money to do it. So they had to keep moving their defense in strength to wherever they thought the threat would emerge. And the Allies did a particularly good job of diverting the Germans' attention to the Pas-de-Calais further north than the Normandy landings, where the Allies made it clear they were going to attack by building up a shadow army under General Patton, who was basically had to pay for his mistakes in Italy. And he was told, well, if you lead this shadow or fictional army, which is preparing to attack at the Pas-de-Calais, once we get onto Europe, you'll be given another operational command, which was the case. So the deception operation was extremely good, did distract the Germans from building up in Normandy. Not that the Norman defenses were light, they were very competent and strong, but the surprise element was profound. By the way, we didn't have Australians there, unfortunately. Australia had to pull its bulk of its troops out of North Africa and the Levant and Europe to meet the Japanese threat, because the Japanese were coming down through New Guinea at that stage after the fall of Singapore. So what you did have was the largest number of troops, really, were the Canadians in D-Day and the British, and then the Americans after that. They all had separate areas to attack on the beaches, and that's why we'll have the Prince of Wales over literally where the Americans went ashore, and he'll be representing Britain and the Commonwealth at that side. But King Charles himself will be over where the bulk of the British and Canadian troops landed there. So they've covered both elements there. There was some suggestion that the King and Prince of Wales should be acting together, but really by dividing, they're able to cover the two elements of the strategic landing in 1944. So this is going to be significant, and thank goodness the forthcoming British elections mean that a number of activities for the Crown have been curtailed so that they don't take away from the election build-up. But we are seeing the King, Prince of Wales, and possibly even the Princess of Wales, Catherine, participating in the Trooping the Colour on the official King's birthday in mid-June, where the King will probably be appearing with Queen Camilla in a carriage rather than on horseback as he did last year. But we'll also see an appearance, probably from a balcony at Horse Guards Parade, of Queen Princess Catherine. So all of this is very positive, showing that the Crown is doing what it can. It's been given a breather from some of the day-to-day activities, which will be good for the King and Princess Catherine in their medical situation. But it means that the public will definitely see these key royals performing vital symbolic appearances at the Trooping the Colour and at the D-Day anniversaries. And we're already seeing a lot of activities building up for those events, including parachute drops over Normandy by using the same old C-47 Dakota aircraft, which were used for the original invasion. So it's going to be a very symbolic and important situation. Having the King and Prince of Wales there meeting with President Macron of France will be very, very important, because basically it's been this friendship which has emerged between the King and President Macron, which has rebuilt UK-French ties after the real disharmony of the Brexit, the withdrawal of Britain from the European Union. And right now, President Macron has his own battles with the EU in order to protect French farmers from the dumping of other agricultural goods on the French market by other members of the European Union. And Macron is also well aware that the only other option for the European Union to show any strength, given the collapse of political will and the economy of Germany, is for France to step up. So he's positioning himself as the new leader of continental Europe.
One more piece of revisionism. There is a politician representing Alternative for Deutschland. His name is Krauh, K-R-A-U-H. He made a remark recently that has meant that he's been exiled from everybody's pleasant company. He said, the SS, they weren't all criminals. My memory of the details of D-Day is that there was one SS unit, I think it was the 12th SS Panzer, who executed, I think it was Canadians. To my memory, Gregory, the SS were all criminals. Do I remember correctly?
Well, they may not have all been criminals, but a lot of them were very eager to do whatever it took to achieve dominance on the battlefield. There was massive amounts of drug use deliberately imposed, if you like, on the SS troops in particular, but also on the Wehrmacht, where they took performance-enhancing drugs, which made them particularly vicious and tireless on the battlefield. And that may have had a lot to do with it. Certainly, a lot of people were emboldened by being in the SS, because that gave them much more authority, not only on the battlefield but in public appearances within Germany, within German society. So, look, the SS were operating outside the norms of organized warfare. There's no question about it, and they were responsible for a disproportionate amount of the atrocities committed on the battlefield and near the battlefield, as the German troops rolled over much of Europe, including Ukraine, including Poland, and the like, much more so than the Wehrmacht. But you have to see that the overall German policy was less than forgiving, particularly in the days when they thought that they were going to be masters and nobody was ever going to challenge them on their human rights violations, which weren't even given that name at that time. But toward the end, the SS really doubled down on their poor behavior in that regard in order to save what they thought was possible of the Third Reich.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. This is the 4th of June. That was an initial decision point for Eisenhower. He delayed 24 hours and then up against what seemed to be bad weather, but there was a break in the center that was coming in over the Normandy. They went tomorrow night, 24 hours from now, and paratroops went out. And the landing was very early in the morning on the 6th of June. That would have been U.S. wartime, would have been in the middle of the night. And there are recordings you can all gather online to listen to CBS announce what they know about the landings. It was very unclear. There wasn't clarity. There was no internet. But they do a very good job from about 12:30 at night till 3 o'clock in the morning, when Eisenhower comes on with a recorded message announcing the invasion. Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.